KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear skies and 45 degrees, your current temperature here this morning at the KJN studios. We look for some patchy fog early this morning, otherwise mostly sunny once again today and a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The news is being brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Council Bluffs Police Department has made an arrest in connection with an early Monday morning shooting at the Walgreens store in Council Bluffs. Officials released surveillance images of a man in SUV that were believed to be involved in the shooting on Tuesday and got a call that led to an arrest on Tuesday night. At 9:10 p.m., the 911 center received information from a caller stating he had identified the suspect from the press release images. After the tip, officers located two suspects in their vehicle at 167 Glen Avenue in Council Bluffs. Both suspects, one a juvenile and the other 23-year-old Joseph Lancreed of Council Bluffs, were taken to the Criminal Investigation Division for questioning. After questioning all parties involved, it was determined that Lancreed was the driver and shooter, and he was booked into corrections on an intimidation with a dangerous weapon with intent charge, a Class C felony. The juvenile is not currently being charged with a crime and was released. The vehicle, a 2002 black Mitsubishi, and the suspected firearm used in the shooting, a .22 caliber handgun, were located at the residence. Lancreed is believed to have shot at 26-year-old Christopher McCurry of Omaha at 12:47 a.m. Monday morning in the Council Bluffs Walgreens parking lot and fled the scene. McCurry was not injured during that incident and was spoken to by officers just after the shooting. The Council Bluffs Police Department would like to thank the press and public for their cooperation in the investigation and help in the eventual arrest. KJAN News Time is 7:09.
Bean producers, isn't it about time you really consider what you're missing when you continue harvesting with your conventional auger style bean head? Like 1 to 4 bushel on every acre you combine? Because with the auger head, just the process of getting the beans into your machine shatters and scatters way too many of your beans.
And with so many late planted beans this year, you could be harvesting in some green stem conditions. And what makes the McDonald Draper head really shine is that even feeding into the combine is very smooth, so it doesn't get all bald and knotted up like with auger heads.
That means you'll spend less time jumping out of the cab to unclog and untangle.
We can fit a new MacDon Flex Draper on many different combines.
No matter what color, yellow, red, green, my point is that MacDon Draper heads can be fitted to any make of combine.
If you're ready for the benefits of a Draper head, you can do it now, even if you're not planning to upgrade your combine for a year or two, because the MacDon head can be modified to fit your new combine.
Call or stop in today to Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In other news, members of the public and media gathered at the Atlantic High School auditorium last night for a candidate forum of potential school board members in the upcoming elections. 7 candidates running for 3 open spots on the Atlantic School Board answered a number of questions from a media panel and the public. The 7 candidates are Doug Bierbaum, Allison Bruckner, Bob Drogo, Mark Fagan, Dennis Schwanke, Dr. Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams. Atlantic junior Tori Krogh was part of the media panel at the event, reporting for the school newspaper, and is secretary of the student council. She said it was a great opportunity to hear more from the candidates and their ideas.
It was good to come out and see what all they're interested in, because they really do affect our school. They are the board. They are there for us. Without the students, there would be no school board. There would be no school. So it really does matter to know what's going on, which is why I'm here helping cover it.
She also said she does see the impact of the concerns brought up by the public at the forum and encouraged students to get involved as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no one knew what the heck was going on with budget cuts. Like, truly, they saw them and they had no idea where they came from. And I had to write a couple stories about it in journalism, and I had to clear some of that up. And if students would be more willing to come out and find out what's going on, then most of those questions would be answered.
And she believes that students would have the ability to have an impact on those board members if they're expressing their concerns as well. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man on a Montgomery County arrest warrant for theft in the second degree. At 9:14 p.m. last night, officers arrested 31-year-old Marcus John Josephson at the intersection of North Broad Street and East Corning Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department was assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in the arrest. A Council Bluffs man was sentenced to 60 months in prison on Monday for possessing a firearm after a felony. 60-year-old David Allen Brinsel of Council Bluffs was sentenced by United States District Court Chief Judge John Jarvie. Judge Jarvie also ordered Brinsel to serve a term of 3 years of supervised release after he completes his term of imprisonment. Brinsel pled guilty to the charge of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon on January 8th. When pleading guilty, Brinsel admitted being responsible for the theft of four firearms from a residence in Red Oak and then transporting them to Council Bluffs, where he sold them. The investigation was conducted by the Red Oak Police Department, the Council Bluffs Police Department, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and was prosecuted by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A 66-year-old woman has pled guilty to being involved in running a prostitution ring out of an exotic dance club. The Omaha World Herald reports that Ruby Vendit pled guilty on Tuesday to conspiracy to transport a woman between Iowa and Nebraska to engage in prostitution. A plea deal would allow the co-owner of Goodfellas to avoid jail time and be placed on probation. The judge may reject the plea agreement. Prosecutors say Vendette and her 68-year-old husband, Louis Vendette, managed the club as a front for prostitution-related activities from 2003 to October of 2013. According to the plea agreement, the couple persuaded women they hired as exotic dancers to engage in sex acts with customers. Louis Vendette pled guilty to four federal prostitution charges. That's a look at some of the latest news. We'll check funeral announcements next. KJAN News Time 713.
Bean producers, isn't it about time you really consider what you're missing when you continue harvesting with your conventional auger-style bean head? Like 1 to 4 bushel on every acre you combine? Because with the auger head, just the process of getting the beans into your machine shatters and scatters way too many of your beans.
And with so many late-planted beans this year, you could be harvesting in some green stem conditions. And what makes the McDon-Draper head really shine is that even feeding into the combine is very smooth, so it doesn't get all bald and knotted up like with auger heads.
That means you'll spend less time jumping out of the cab to unclog and untangle.
We can fit a new MacDon Flex Draper on many different combines.
No matter what color, yellow, red, green, my point is that MacDon Draper heads can be fitted to any make of combine.
If you're ready for the benefits of a Draper head, you can do it now. Even if you're not planning to upgrade your combine for a year or two, because the MacDon head can be modified to fit your new combine.
Call or stop in today to Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements here this morning, Dwayne Boblett, age 60, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dwayne Boblett will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. OD Funeral Home Coon Rapids has arrangements. Max D. Ullman, age 86, of Adair, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Max Ullman will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Adair has arrangements. Dorothy Norgaard, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Dorothy Norgaard will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Corrine Kretzinger, age 88, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Corrine Kretzinger will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. OD Funeral Home Coon Rapids has arrangements. Mary Ann Shima, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Shima will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Lyle Burkowski, age 67, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lyle Burkowski will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. John Van Vliet, age 67, of Orient, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A tribute service for John Van Vliet will be held Friday at 4 p.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Helen I. McNabb, age 104, of Granger and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday the 18th in Granger. A memorial service for Helen McNabb will be held Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Judy Bentley, age 70, of Oakland, died Saturday. Services for Judy Bentley are pending at Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements. The 7 o'clock hour on KJN, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.